I was born into a Christian home. My elder brother, sister, and I went to a church every Sunday with my parents, attended Sunday school and vacation Bible school. The church we attend was CSI, so my parents followed the standard procedure of sprinkle baptism when I was not even old enough to remember. When I was in my sixth grade, our church organized a documentary on the life of Christ and his second coming. Although by this time I was conscious that I am a sinner, after viewing the documentary, I felt many areas in my life needed change. I had a lot of questions into my mind, as my mom's younger sister was a strong Pentecost and she kept emphasizing the need to be blessed with speaking in tongues in order to say, to be saved and to go to heaven. Then in my eighth grade, in October 96, I started going to the youth fellowship in our church. It was there during a youth fellowship discussion, the path to salvation was clearly discussed, and I came to know Jesus as my Savior.
Amen.
When I went to college, I was a lone Christian among my classmates, and God used me as a witness before them as I continued to read the Bible and love Jesus more and more. Throughout my life in education and personal life, I experienced the love of God in all the things that I committed to Him in prayer. This was particularly even in my journey to find a life partner. In India, we mostly have arranged marriage by our parents and find souls made through marriage registries. I prayed to God that He would bring the right person into my life, and He did in May 2009. In November 2009, I came along with Kingston to the US and attended the Baptist church in Mason, Ohio. There we followed in obedience and took our baptism based on our complete understanding of Jesus as our Savior, who came, died, and rose again for us. I am blessed to have a loving family that loves Jesus and put Him first in all the things that we do. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17.